or that they had between them. Think how often you have had a lover or a boss that was just like your mother or father. Another thing we do when we grow up is to treat ourselves the way our parents treated us. We scold and punish ourselves in the same way. You can almost hear the words when you listen. We also love and encourage ourselves in the same way, if we were loved and encouraged as children. This is not to blame our parents for anything, for we are all victims of victims. Our parents were doing the best they could with the understanding and awareness they had. They could not teach us anything they did not know. If your mother did not love herself, there is no way she could teach you to love yourself. If you want to understand your parents more, get them to talk about their own childhood. And if you listen with compassion, you will learn where their fears and rigid patterns came from. Now, all this is to show us where we get many of our beliefs. But let us not use this information as an excuse to stay stuck in our pain. The past has no power over us. It doesn't matter how long we've had a negative pattern. The point of power is in the present moment. The point of your power is in the present moment. What a wonderful thing to realize. We can begin to become free in this moment. You see, what we are experiencing in our lives right now, today, was created by what we thought and said and believed yesterday, last week, last month, last year, 5, 10, or 20 years ago. But this is a new moment, and we can begin fresh in this moment. What we are thinking and saying, what we choose to believe today, will create our tomorrow, and the next day, and the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and so on. Isn't it wonderful to realize that this is a new moment and a new beginning right now? We can start fresh in this very moment if we are willing to make some changes in our own minds. We can never change other people. We can only change ourselves. And as we change, all of our life will change. Let's relax some of the rules we have created. Let us drop some of the rigidness of our negative beliefs. We can become very rigid in our negative beliefs. Let us allow our minds to become flexible, to experience new ideas and new ways of living. There is something to know. It is not hard work. It is only being consistent about changing our thoughts. Now, there are several things we can do to begin. We can affirm, that is, say to ourselves, that we are willing to release the negative patterns in our own consciousness, in our own minds, that have been creating the lack or limitation or uncomfortable experiences. For example, if we are heavy smokers, or if we are overweight, or have any compulsive habit in any area, instead of thinking how terrible we are, or that we're bad, or that we lack discipline or willpower, let us realize that there is some need in our consciousness to have this condition, or it would not be there. There is some pattern in our subconscious mind that is creating this condition. So let's say something together, and you fill in the blank of whatever it is you want to release. I am willing to release the need for. I am willing to release the pattern in my consciousness that has created this condition. I know it sounds very simple, but really there is nothing to fight and there is nothing to struggle against. There is only a pattern in consciousness that is creating the condition. And as we release the pattern, the condition will be changed. It must be changed. You may need to say, I am willing to release the need for, over and over and over again for a while, until the subconscious mind accepts the new program. Please don't give up after only one day and say, oh, it doesn't work. Please persist until the change starts to happen. Repeat this new thought pattern as often as you would a worry thought. This is another powerful exercise, one that will bring you much freedom in your life. It certainly has made a difference, a great difference in my own life. Let's remove the word should from our vocabulary forever. Let's take the word should and throw it out in the trash and send it off to the dump, never to be heard of again. Should is a word that makes a prisoner of us. Every time we use should, we are making ourselves wrong, or we're making someone else wrong. We are, in effect, saying, not good enough, or you have failed, or you might fail, or wrong. Begin to listen to how often this word is used and how crippling it is. Let your understanding and awareness grow and make you free. Replace the word should with the word could. Could lets you know that you have choice, and choice is freedom. We need to be aware that everything we do in life is done by choice. There is really nothing that we have to do. There are things that it might be best for us to do. However, we always have choice. So now every time you hear yourself using the word should, let a red light go off in your mind, and then gently allow yourself to release it and let it go. Please don't use eliminating should as another excuse to be angry at yourself. All we want is understanding and awareness. You might observe, oh dear, this is 47 times today that I've used should. No wonder I'm such a rigid person. Now that would be understanding and awareness and the road to freedom. One of the very worst things we can do is to get angry at ourselves. Anger only locks us more rigidly into our patterns. Sometimes we think we have to be angry at ourselves in order to change. But you've been angry at yourself and scolding yourself for years, and you haven't changed. That's not the way to do it. Think of what happens when we yell and scream at a tiny child. All the joy goes out of their life. And if we yell and scream at them long enough, they literally shrivel and sit in corners. The same thing happens to the little child within us when we get angry at ourselves. We lose our joy. We lose our creativity. We lose our spontaneity. We lose our freedom. We don't need any more anger. We need more self-acceptance and more love. When we can accept ourselves as we are right now, without any criticism or judgment, then we are truly loving ourselves, and the negative patterns must dissolve. If we wait until we have the new job before we love ourselves, or if we wait until we lose weight before we love ourselves, or if we wait until someone else loves us before we love ourselves, we are denying our existence right now. If we wait until we become perfect before